I've already given you instruction in the dressing room. I expect a tough, clean fight. Protect yourself at all times. Request it from the champion. Champion, now get it on!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Suspense Radio. I'm your host, John Robb. I want to thank you, whether you're listening to us on the morning or the evening or the afternoon. I want to share with you some news that we got coming up here, and I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so, and now I have numbers to back it up. We were also going to have Linda Reed on the show here talking about her latest book she co-authored called Devil Wind. So we are going to be jam-packed, looking for a great show. Suspense Radio starts now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We'd like to thank you for listening to Suspense Radio, whenever you're listening to the show podcast out there on iTunes and Netflix and Zune. Well, there is no more Zune, but there was the Zune, and we were on Zune. Along with 85 other or so podcasting sites, you can listen to us here, along with blogtalkradio.com/suspensemagazine. I want to thank you for this. So again, like I said, I don't like to rub it in when I'm correct, but I will rub it in when I'm correct, and this time I was correct. And I do have numbers now to back it up. And what came out on the 17th on St. Patrick's Day was a nice little comment, I guess you want to say article, that shows that sales of electronic books have doubled in early 2011 from the publishers. Electronic books now have counted for 8.6% sales in the U.S. in early 2011. Now, what makes this interesting is not just that, you know, ebook sales are up. We know that ebook sales are up. But what it's doing is it's also saying that total book sales on all platforms and all categories had a drop of about, oh, if I do my math correctly, it looks like it dropped about $15 million. Now, what that doesn't say is total units, and that's the thing that I find interesting, that they didn't list that total units, because just because ebook sales have increased 115% in sales-wise from January 2010, going from 32 million almost up to 70 million, is everything else has fallen off. Hardcovers have fell off almost 11%, along with paperback dropping 20%. Mass market media dropped almost 31%. And audio books, though, are going up 8.8%. So what does all of this tell you? Downloadable audiobooks, ebook sales. It's what I've been preaching and preaching and preaching. The book industry is changing. The print things are going to the wayside. When you're talking that ebook sales went up to $69.9 million and the hardcover category fell to $49 million, along with paperback going to $83 and mass market going down to $39, if you add those three numbers up compared to ebook sales, ebook sales people are number two behind adult paperback, number two. Ahead of hardcover and ahead of adult mass market. I don't know what you're waiting for. I really don't. But you better get on the train, because I don't want you to get left behind. I want you to get the stigmata out of your head that you need to have a print book in your hand to enjoy a great story. No, all you need is an e-reader and a great book to have a great story. It doesn't need to be in a print format. It can be in an audio format. It can be in an ebook format, because a story is a story is a story. And now you can get it right from the privacy of your own home. You don't have to leave. You don't have to worry if it's in stock, because it's always in stock. And publishers should get on the train too, because now you can circumvent the Ingrams. You can circumvent the Barnes & Nobles. You can circumvent all these places. You can save money. You can be environmentally safe. Authors can go out there and do these things on their own. So wake up, because here's the proof. And when you see next year in 2012, as it doubles again, and ebooks are now accounting for over 25% of the total book sales on everything, and it keeps going up and up, when you put all those things together, ebook's going to be number one. And ebook's going to be number one, because it's number two right now. Number two. So, again, I don't like to say I told you so, but when I have the opportunity to say I told you so, I'm going to say I told you so. So, now I told you that we're going to have author Linda Reed on here. Linda is the co-author of the Sammy Green series, and the latest book is coming out in April called Devil Wind. We would like to welcome Linda to the show. Linda, how you doing? Thank you so much for coming on.
Doing great. I'm really, really happy to be here with you. I'm very excited to be talking about Devil Wind, which I wrote with my fellow physician author friend, Deborah Schlein, and we're very happy to talk about it.
And the website for the book is sammygreen.com, and that's green with an E, .com. And you can go on there and you can find out about Devil Wind. What I like is your countdown to your release. You have it in 12 days and 21 hours, 22 minutes and now 4 seconds, and keeps on going. And so you can order it here on Amazon. It's coming out from Ocean View, and Ocean View is going to have it in all the formats, I presume, too, correct?
Exactly, yes. And you were talking about ebooks, and of course it will be available in ebook and Kindle. And we also have moved into audiobooks. We found a company called SRW Audio at srwaudio.com, which has actually done an audiobook version of Devil Wind, and it can be purchased at the SRW Audio site. So we're trying to cover all the bases so we can share our exciting story. And I have to entirely agree with you. The issue is having a wonderful and exciting and thrilling story. It takes us back to a tradition that goes back for centuries. So this is a great way for folks to look at different formats to be able to read our book.
Yeah, and so Sammy Green here has now moved to Los Angeles. This is the second book in the series, with the first book coming out called Dead Air. So Devil Wind, Sammy's moved a little bit here. Can you tell everybody a little bit about the book and the progression of Sammy and how things are rolling in here in Devil Wind?
Sure. In Dead Air, Sammy was an investigative reporter and talk show host at an East Coast Ivy League traditional university, where she stumbles upon a very, very dysfunctional public-private partnership between the university, which is not a pristine ivory power anymore, and a pharmaceutical company with less than stellar ethics that are using students as potential study subjects. She then moved to Washington, D.C. to work for CNN, but kind of got a little bit too investigative in places where the CEO didn't want her looking, among cronies in the lobbying industry. And so now she's been fired from that job, and she's looking for a second chance. She's come to Los Angeles to work at a very small radio station with a midnight to 3 a.m. show, Sammy Green on the L.A. scene. But being Sammy, being a dynamic Brooklyn-born, Yiddish-spouting dynamo, she soon starts ruffling the feathers of local politicians and even an Orange County congressman. So she's an advocate for truth and justice and doing good in the world, and that sometimes raises a hackle to people who are listening.
Well, I think all the investigators eventually make their way out to Los Angeles, not because of the great crime we have out here, just because it's great to have great crime and great weather. I do believe.
Yes. Well, you know, I have to say that even though there's a sense that Los Angeles is just this paradise, and it is, it's a paradise, and it's glamorous, and there's Hollywood, and all of the things that you see on television, but there's also a flip side, and of course, we have earthquakes, knock on wood that we don't have any right now with the tragedy in Japan, but right. We certainly, that is a risk that we all know here in Los Angeles, and we also have the Santa Ana winds, which are very hot, parching, searing winds that come in from the desert, and they take over the city. They raise the temperatures into the 90s, 100s, 110 sometimes. And if you've got brush that's been dried out and parched, it's just set for a conflagration. And that's exactly what happens in the setting of Devil Wind. We have the Santa Anas that are blowing in. We have sparks that are lighting in the mountains in the dry brush, and you end up with an inferno in the hills of Los Angeles that's chasing the glamorous actors, actresses, rock stars, producers, politicians, et cetera, out of their mansions and running for their lives.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a little, you and Deborah here have a little interesting dynamic where, you know, your book Dead Air picked up by Ocean View, and it's a little bit different where you have, you know, your two authors, you know, you come together and so you write about this character. But what I find interesting, and that's not, you know, that, and that's happened many times with a lot of other authors, but what I find interesting is how did Ocean View go ahead and decide, you know, this is the kind of story we want to do? How did you present it to them in a fashion where, hey, this is, you know, Deborah and I, we want to do this story, and you sell it? I mean, how do you go about the dynamic of that?
A good story sells itself, and I think that's really what we had. There's a great advantage to writing with a fellow author because you not only have someone to help you with plotting and character, but you have a built-in editor. So that when you're writing a book, and the way we do it is we try to write in a common voice, and that's Sammy. And now that she's a fully built character, she tells us what to write. But we write scenes, and then we send them back and forth to each other, and we edit each other's scenes and then rewrite and edit and rewrite so that by the time we're ready to pitch to a publisher, we really have a polished product that's exciting and dynamic and wonderful. So it was a very easy sell to Ocean View. Ocean View is an outstanding publisher of mystery, suspense, thrillers, and because they're an independent genre publisher, they were very excited to get our first story and asked us to work on a sequel, which we did right away, and Devil Wind was the result. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, Linda, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I lost you just for a second, but that's what happened to a little bit of live radio. No big deal. We got you back on.
Okay.
Finish what your last statement was.
Oh, what I was saying is it's wonderful to be able to work with a co-author because you have a built-in editor.
Right.
And so we go ahead and we share scenes and then we edit each other's work and we end up with a polished project. And what I was mentioning was that Ocean View is a wonderful independent genre publisher in the mystery, suspense, and thriller area. And so we came to them with a polished, top-notch, exciting story with an easy sell. They were very happy to take us on and asked us to do the sequel to Dead Air, Devil Wind, which is coming out on April 4th and will be available on Amazon and also in different formats, ebooks, Barnes & Noble, and through SRW.com as an audiobook.
Well, you've gotten some great reviews here from some great authors, and that always helps. And so you're also doing a lot of events, and you're going out on the road. Now, there's a lot of authors right now who are kind of cutting back on those events, and publishers are kind of telling them, you know, you're doing this at your own risk, where, you know, we're not going to pay for these things, and you're going to have to do this on your own. What made you and Deborah decide to go ahead and go out here and, you know, get out into the masses with the book starting, as it looks like, you know, you started here on March the 4th at Sleuth Fest.
Yes, we did go to Sleuthfest, where we had an opportunity to meet other authors as well as mystery, suspense, and thriller readers. We're also going to be at the Los Angeles Times Book Fair. We're going to be on April 16th at the Manhattan Beach, California, Barnes & Noble. On April 6th in the evening at Emma's for Mystery in San Mateo, California. And on April 10th at Mysterious Galaxy in San Diego, California. And Deborah, of course, is going to have a number of events because she actually lives across the coast in the southern Florida area. So she's going to have a number of events. You'll be able to see those on our website, which is, as you mentioned, SammyGreenWithAnE.com. You know, we find that getting out and meeting people and sharing the process of how we gave birth to Sammy and how she has been a part of our lives and the adventures that she's had is very rewarding. And although most of our sales come through some of the newer technologies, the internet, online sales, and of course distribution from our publisher, these opportunities to really get a chance to talk and share stories with Sammy Green fans are very rewarding. And we really appreciate that opportunity, so we're definitely going to continue to do it. We also have a blog for Sammy, which you can access through her website, and that's another way. We just recently had Rabbi Eileen Schneider came on and actually wrote a little story in which she identified a character as being a distant relative of Sammy's meeting Sammy. And so it was sort of our first fan fiction, and we were thrilled to have this interaction with our readers. So I encourage authors, as tempting as it is to just use the internet for marketing, opportunities to get out, especially at conventions and conferences where readers attend, great way to meet readers and to market your books.
Well, now, and your website is actually the name of your character, and not a lot of people do that. A lot of people, you know, don't bring the character and try to bring them as like a real-life person with a real-life story. And what made you guys decide to do that dynamic where you're kind of bringing Sammy out like that real-life person so people can follow?
Well, she is a person who gets our attention. And in the first book, Dead Air, she manages to really, again, I mentioned, raise the hackles of hospital administrators, police officers, and pharmaceutical industry representatives. Here in Los Angeles, in this story, we have an exciting story in which it's December 1999. It's 10 days before Y2K. And, you know, we're all worried now in May of 2011 or in 2012 about the potential for an apocalypse or for Armageddon. So if we think back to Y2K, those same feelings, that same tension and anxiety was prevalent anywhere. Mix in that combination of devil winds, hellish fires, and an earth-shaking conspiracy that could kill millions in Los Angeles, and you have a mix that it takes some courage for Sammy and her dynamism to try to uncover what's going on and assist in putting a stop to it. But she reaches out. She talks to us. She's a woman that you'd love to have as a friend and that you probably know. And I think that helps readers identify with her and with some of the adventures, the exciting adventures and thrilling adventures that she has.
Now, between you and Deborah, with Sammy, and you want to do like the chicken before the egg, was the stories of Sammy Green, did you know kind of the stories of what she wanted to do with Dead Air? Or was Sammy born first, and then you decided to start writing, you know, the stories around that?
We had a plot for each of our books, and we're currently writing the third one now, in which Sammy has some international adventures. Each of our books started out with a characterization of Sammy as a very clear picture. She's 5 feet tall. She has curly red hair. She was raised by her grandma Rose in Brooklyn after her father abandoned the family and her mother, unfortunately, passed away from an untimely death, which has traumatized her for many, many years and made her building relationships extremely difficult. So that character existed first, but we also had developed some ideas about how to engage Sammy in an interesting and exciting plot. And one of the ways that we did it is we moved Sammy out of her home environment into a fish-out-of-water environment of a very conservative, very traditional Ivy League college in New England, which is such a contrast to the New York neighborhoods where she grew up. And that contrast essentially both developed her as a character and allowed us to proceed with a plot direction of something very, very mysterious and untoward is happening at a university campus in which students and faculty are dying and disappearing. So it's her chutzpah, if I may say that, that really gets a solution to what's happening and saves lives.
So moving forward here with you and Deborah and Sammy and Devil Wind, everybody, the website is sammygreen.com with me. Book comes out April the 4th to be able to get it in all platforms, ebook. It's from Ocean View Publishing. You can always go to oceanviewpublishing.com to check out more. So moving forward here with Sammy and knowing that you guys now have Devil Wind and you're looking ahead, how many books do you think Sammy's going to be in? Do you even know that number yet? You just know that there is going to be a number 3 right now.
Yes, we're working on number 3, and, you know, as long as our readers keep enjoying her adventures, Sammy's going to be reaching out as a radio talk show host and as an investigative reporter and as a very, very good role model and friend.
Now, life outside of Sammy for yourself, do you have some other projects and some things that you do away from Sammy Greene?
Yes, I'm also, I write in a different genre under the name Y.S. Pascal, and I've written 2 books, Where Angels Fear to Tread and Renegade Paladins, where Angels Fear to Tread was the winner of the 2010 Mensa Sharpe Book Awards for Best Young Adult Science Fiction Fantasy Novel, and it's a novel that deals with also a young and dynamic character who is on a search and a quest to find her missing brother. So for more information on those books, you can look at www.zygfed.com. And that's another exciting direction for me to do a little bit of a different genre of writing. And then for Deborah, she and her husband Joel, who's also a physician,
A lot of doctors going on here in the writing. A lot of doctors going on.
Yes, you're right. They've written a wonderful thriller called Rabbit in the Moon, which they wrote before Dead Air, and that's available through Ocean View as well. And so I encourage readers who love an adventure story. This one is set in China at the time of the Tiananmen massacre, and it's a wonderful book. So I do encourage readers who love international adventures to look up Rabbit in the Moon by Deborah and Joel Schlein as well.
So pros and cons, writing with somebody, what are they?
The advantage, as we've found, is to have a built-in editor and a built-in solution for writer's block. So if you're sitting by yourself and you just can't get around a plot point that you can't seem to figure out, having a writing partner can help you break through those obstacles. And then you have a built-in editor that says, oh, this is fantastic, or no, this needs some more work. The cons, sometimes for some writers, and this has not been a problem for us, it's difficult to get a common voice. But I've been very pleased that Deborah and I have both been able to get that common voice, so that if you read our books, you'll think of them as being seamless. You won't see any differences between chapter to chapter or scene to scene to reflect two writers. Synergy, I guess, is the best word. We each bring something to our story and from our own backgrounds as well. The Yiddish is Yiddish that Deborah learned from her parents and grandparents. And we have a character named Gus Papajohn, who is in both of the books. He's a former police chief at the university in Dead Air, and then helps Sammy when in the Los Angeles adventure. And Gus, of course, is Greek, which is my ancestry. So we have a chance to each bring some exciting and unique aspects of our own backgrounds and cultures to our books.
Well, I'll tell you what, Linda, it has been such a pleasure to have you on. We want to really appreciate it. And the book is Devil Wind, and it comes out on April the 4th. And the website for people to check out is SammyGreenWithAnE.com. And you have a lot of great information on there, trailers. You have excerpts of the book, you know, your reviews, your event calendar, a lot of great information about the author, your blog that you guys keep updated. So, Linda, thank you again so much for coming on. And, you know, we wish you the best in the future. We, you know, want to stay updated with what you guys got coming up with Sammy and, you know, maybe next year.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you again for having me on and for allowing us to share some stories with your listeners and hopefully our readers.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you. And we will, you know, talk with you later, and we're going to see you at the LA Times Book Festival.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So again, everybody, that was Linda Reed, co-author, I will say, with Deborah Schillen of Devil Wind. It's the second book in the Sammy Green series. The first book was called Dead Air. It will be out on April the 4th in all formats and all places on the internet and stores across the country. And you can pick that up here, like I said, on April the 4th. The website is SammyGreenWithAnE.com from Ocean View Publishing. Ocean View is a great publisher that does a wonderful job of the mystery, suspense, thriller category. All of their authors are always top-notch. We've talked with many of them. We've met them, and they do a fantastic job, even though they're not one of the big ones, and you might not have heard of them, because it is difficult in this day and age for publishers to get themselves out and, you know, get themselves kind of separated from the pack a little bit. Ocean View does an excellent job of that. So like we talked about at the beginning of the segment here, and we mentioned that sales of ebooks now have doubled in early 2011, you can go out and search if you like, because I kind of do it every day. I kind of go to Google and I hit book publishing, and I always find something new under the news to kind of see what comes up. And, you know, when I see things like this that kind of cement what I've been talking about, it just makes me realize that this is going to be the wave of the future. And I do believe that in 5 years, digital books are going to be taking the place of physical books. And I challenge anyone today to go out and find a CD that came out over 2 years ago at Best Buy, which is probably the only place left where you can actually go buy CDs. If you even have a little place, you know, in your area that's still open, that would be great. But I challenge you to go out and find a CD that came out 2 years ago, and not one of the pop ones, but somebody that, you know, maybe that you listen to, and see if you can find one that came out 2 years ago. See if it's out. See if you have to order it. Or see if you could basically just go to iTunes.com or Amazon.com and download it in 30 seconds and have it straight to your computer. You tell me which is faster. It's the same music. You're listening to your iPod. You don't need to have a CD in your hand to listen to the same music. You don't need to be able to read the liner notes and the cover inside. You don't need to have the case that always gets cracked and you lose the CD anyway and it gets scratched. You know, the same thing with a book. It's the same thing. You don't need to have a book where the pages can rip or, you know, where it can get wet or whatever the problem is, because when you have it on your e-reader, it's the same book. It's the same story. It's the same thing that keeps you up at night. So go out, find yourself an e-reader, whatever format you'd like it on, and start reading books today and, you know, get yourself enthralled, because it is going to be the wave of the future. And if you get yourself an iPad, email me and let me know how much you like it, because I'm trying to see whether or not which one to get. Don't know which one I'm looking at. There's a whole bunch of them coming out with the Galaxy Tab and the Zoom and the iPad. Oh, you know, makes my head spin. Just like when we got ourselves our e-reader, we decided to go with the Sony e-reader over Kindle. And some, we did have the Nook, which was very good. It just didn't do the PDFs and the other Adobe digital copies that we like to have. So that's the only reason we got the Sony e-reader. But I'll tell you what, it's been a great day. And we want to thank everybody for joining us here on this shortened podcast. I guess you want to say a little bit on the radio show. here on Blog Talk. But we will be back. We are going to be back here next weekend with Simon Tolkien, who is the grandson of the great J.R.R. Tolkien, and he has a book that is out, and it's a wonderful read, and I suggest you guys should go check out Simon Tolkien. He does a fabulous job with his work. You know, it's not, you know, it's not going to be Lord of the Rings. You're not going to get Frodo and Bilbo in there. So you need to check that out and see. But Simon Tolkien is going to be on our show here next weekend on the 26th. We are going to be at the RT Book Convention here in Los Angeles coming up beginning in April. And we look forward to that and seeing any authors. If you have anything, email us. Go to suspensemagazine.com. Get the March issue. We are taking things for April. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I don't know how else you want to be able to talk to us. You can always email us, too, at editor@suspensemagazine.com. So thanks for joining us today on Saturday. We will see you all next weekend. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.